is that okay? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee and watching the morning news. What you doing out there out and about on New Year's Eve?
Off work about 30 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, and stopped and filled up the vehicle with fuel, my personal vehicle. Now I'm headed home. I'm going to go take a nap for a little while.
Yeah, I totally understand that. What kind of work do you do that you have to go in at night?
Yes, been there 31 and a half years now, and I've done just about everything there except management, and now I'm driving tractor-trailer for them. And I was working days. I've been driving tractor-trailer for them for 8 years, 8 and a half years now. And I switched to a night run back in October. We do 6 months at a time on the routes. So thought I'd try it out for a little while and see if I liked it and do something a little different.
Yeah, I like my UPS drivers. They bring stuff to the house and put it up on the porch where the porch pirates can't find it, and never have anything damaged when UPS brings it.
I hear that? We do damage some stuff. It happens, and every once in a while. In fact, I got a package to my house the other day that was damaged. I think it was the way the Amazon packed it. Wasn't really UPS's fault. It would have been damaged anyway, whoever brought it. But we process a lot of packages every day, so somebody's going to get something damaged. It's just part of it.
And I imagine it does happen from time to time. I get so much stuff from Amazon that my neighbor thought I was running a business out of the house.
It's crazy how even back before there was Amazon, back years ago, QVC was big, and it was just the post office and UPS, and FedEx didn't even have ground at that time. I remember delivering to this lady's house. I'd back up her driveway, and she'd get 30 or 40 packages from QVC almost every day. She'd order stuff, and half of it, she'd never even do anything with it. She'd either sell it or send it back, or it would sit in her closet with the price tag on it. She just said, I just buy stuff. I don't have anything else to do. So there, some people will buy a lot of stuff.
I do better when I stay off Amazon, but had a good time doing my Christmas shopping. Got a, you know, some jewelry for the wife and some other things I thought she'd like, and it's all fun and games till that bill comes in at the end of the month and you got to sit down to open it.
It can bite you. And funny thing is, we know it's coming every year. We know Christmas is coming every year, but some of us don't plan for it very well, and we end up acting like it was a surprise.
Yeah, it usually is, but it makes for a good time of year. We put some Christmas decorations out this year. I lost some loved ones to COVID this year, so I was trying kind of extra hard to be, you know, careful, if at all possible.
For your loss, I hate that. Was it somebody, were they live close to you, or they siblings, or what was the relationship?
Youngest brother and my mom, and my mom had dementia pretty bad. She was getting in pretty bad health and had to go in the nursing home, and she called it, you know, in the nursing home, and it kind the Dunner Inn, and my youngest brother, he smoked cigarettes from the age of 8 years old, and his lungs were in pretty bad shape, so it did him in. So COVID can be pretty bad.
David, it's sad to lose a family member anyway, no matter how you lose them, and lose two of them like that. I'm really sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Well, the way I try to look at it is, you know, they're not suffering anymore, and hopefully I'll see them again. But you got any plans for New Year's Eve, or you planning on sleeping through it?
I don't think we got any plans tonight. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to go home and go to bed for a while, and we'll probably get up, and I don't think any of the kids are coming over. Tomorrow, a couple of our children are coming over. They're all grown, and three of them are married, but a couple of them are coming over tomorrow. One of them, she's got to stay in bed. She's got to have surgery next week, and she's not supposed to do much moving around, so she won't be coming down. She lives up in Fletcher, and I'm not sure what. I don't even know which ones are coming. I think I know two of them. At least two of them are coming, and we'll probably grill out tomorrow, but probably not tonight. We'll just probably just the wife and I, and we'll end up going to bed early, probably. We'll see how it goes. I might get on the radio a little bit.
Well, do you do any, you know, DX much, you know, as far as HF type stuff?
HF rig set up, and I, you know, if the bands are open and I hear somebody, I don't sit down and search specifically for DX at the moment. I've got several European contacts, a couple of Africans, a couple of Australian. Just kind of as they come to me, you know, I'm not hunting them. I'm working on Morse code right now, so a lot of my time when I sit down at the radio, I'm listening around at Morse code conversations and trying to get up the nerve to call CQ. And I did that yesterday morning when I got home from work and had a nice little conversation with a guy in Tennessee, and I was only running 5 watts, so that was kind of fun.
I'm sure it was. I never had a good ear for Morse code. I just never could seem to pick it up, but that is something I want to make a goal for this coming years to get my extra, and I'm thinking about trying one of them online courses. They say if you don't pass the test, they'll refund you money. So that's kind of, yeah, I might go down that road and try and do it.
Licensed for a lot of years, have my Tech Plus license from 91 on, and then in 2013 I finally upgraded to General. I didn't really have a station set up. Finally did put a HF radio in for a little while, a house we had in Simpsonville, but we moved 5 years ago where we live now, and last year I finally got the station set up. Just one antenna, one HF antenna. I've got a couple more I want to get up. But I was trying to decide Morse code or my extra, and I've been wanting to do Morse code for a while. I started concentrating on it, just trying to learn a little bit every day, and starting to pay off now. So not very quick at it yet, but I can copy pretty well and keep up a conversation, it looks like. So I'm working on it. N4ZLK.
South
Carolina. It's up off Highway 11.
Yeah, I used to live in Easley, and kind of a little bit familiar with that area. I got a cousin that lives up on Highway 11. She's been up there a good while. My uncle, when he when he was alive, he lived up that way. But anyway, what I was going to say is, you know, you get to where you're going to put some more antennas up, let me know. I'll head that way, see if I can't help you a little bit.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I've got a vertical. I got to put a post in the ground. It's a multi-band 10 through 40, and I had it up at my other place. It was pretty good antenna, and it's kind of tall, so last time I put it up, a couple of my sons had to help me get it set up, and then I got a couple of dipoles meter, because the wire antenna I have right now won't work on the 80. It'll do the other bands, but I don't have any 80 meter capabilities yet, but I'll get around to it one of these days. I'll let you know. I appreciate that. Listen, I'm going to run and grab a biscuit, and kind of hungry. I'll be back out here in just a couple minutes, and if you're still around. But it's really nice talking to you if you're not, and hope you have a good day and Happy New Year to you. I should be back in a few minutes. N4ZLK.
And have a good morning and a Happy New Year, and I'll probably be around for a while. I'm just sitting here drinking coffee and watching the morning news. KF4NXY.
Is that LK?